This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is the Daily Digest with me, T. Xiao Yik, and with me this hour are Juliet Jacobs and Sharmila Gunnison. If you just tuned in, this is our brand new show happening at 2 p.m. from Monday to Friday, where we discuss a few local and international news to give you something to think about as you get through the afternoon. Earlier, we've talked about providing safe spaces for vulnerable teens, and then we looked at how social media itself is becoming unsafe with the recent incident of Bandersnatch star Will Poulter quitting Twitter for the sake of his mental health. Now we turn to what I hope is a slightly more hopeful story on a technology firm in Santa Monica, California, which hires only employees on the autism spectrum. So this company called Auticon claims to be the first enterprise to exclusively employ autistic adults as consultants. Auticon is an international IT and compliance consulting business. It was actually formerly known as MindSpark, which was founded by Gray Benoist in 2013. And Gray himself had two sons with autism. And so he saw for himself how few options there were in the workplace to cater for their needs. Now, MindSpark has since been acquired by German-based Auticon, which was itself set up with the same intentions to cater for people with autism. Back in 2011, a German man named Dirk Müller-Riemers, a former software developer who had a son diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, set up Auticon. So, you know, you can see sort of like the two like-minded companies merging together. And in this the article on BBC where this was reported, one of the employees at Auticon's California office, Peter, was quoted as saying he has worked in normal offices before, but they did not seem very normal to him because he couldn't make any social connections.
Yeah, in fact, this seems to be, you know, an experience shared by most people on the autism spectrum. Shall we, in an interview last year, you actually spoke to Michael Carley. He's an author and consultant who was diagnosed with autism as an adult, and he spoke about how people with autism struggle to cope in conventional working environments.
Yes, so here's a snippet from that interview where I started off asking Michael, can you work if you have autism?
Absolutely. Very often I think you can actually work better given the right circumstances and the right supports. People with autism in the past were very often, I think, not directly shunned, I think, from the employment workplace simply because they were different, but they were also given too many signs and lessons throughout their upbringing that they were not prepared for employment. And so, you know, it was a stigma that was coming from within as well as from the employment communities themselves. And so when differing behaviors start, you could look and interpret things in the negative, such as that they're lazy, that they're slow, that they're inappropriate in their behaviors. Whereas if you looked at things in a positive light, you could say, wow, there's a great attention to detail. Wow, look at the memory for facts and figures. Wow, look at the outside-the-box thinking, which is what's most important usually to corporations.
That's so interesting. What's different about the way Auticon operates compared to other, I guess, more conventional IT companies?
Yeah, so the company appears to have created an inclusive space across the board, right from their recruitment processes right down to the daily routines and operations. So, for instance, the article said that they provide an autism-positive work environment. So things like giving staff headphones to deal with noise sensitivity, dark rooms to work in, messaging apps if they prefer not to communicate verbally with their colleagues. And they also offer individualized support mechanisms for their employees. So, for instance, they have qualified job coaches in-house. And these are people who will help to prepare staff for future workplaces because these IT consultants in Auticon, their job is to work with clients, external clients who can range from huge corporations down to SMEs and startups. So they'll be working in very different work environments, which may not necessarily all be as autistic friendly as their own company. So the job coach will brief them on the specific corporate culture of each assignment. The job coaches also meet with future clients to explain what autism is, you know, to convey and facilitate any specific requests that their new autistic colleague may have. So I thought, I mean, these are really things that really go down to the nitty-gritty, understanding the different issues that people with autism face in terms of behavioral and social kind of interactions.
Right. So progressive, you know. Yeah. And we always read about IT companies employing people with autism. And I wonder whether there's a stereotype, that's a stereotype, or do people with autism have certain skills that, you know, that make them more suited for IT jobs?
Well, I guess it's a little bit of both, although according to Auticon's website, there are some cognitive strengths that tend to be more prevalent in the autism community, and I guess that lends them itself to working in the IT industry. So things like having logical and analytical abilities, sustained concentration and perseverance, or something like an exceptional eye for detail and potential errors. So here's Michael Carley again with his take on this question.
I struggle with that question, and because I think historically, you know, there was this idea that we were all meant for, you know, doing either data input or data interpretation. And I think that the reality is more along the lines that we're pretty much destined for any job that's out there. You know, I kind of have a little bit of a joke that, you know, is partially funny because it's based in truth, and that is that really the natural profession for all of us is anthropologist, because we're trying to figure out how this strange world that we find ourselves in actually works, and that no matter, you know, where we are on the planet, everybody else to us is a foreign culture. You know, it's very funny because, like, the younger kids, I think, on the spectrum, they like to use the word wrong planet, you know, that I found myself on the wrong planet. And that's kind of a fun, you know, analogy. But I actually liken it as a fairly aligned parallel with the immigrant experience, no matter where you are. Because when you're an immigrant, you suddenly find yourself in this strange land. But you know that if you want to, you know, make a lot of money, be able to support a family or whatever, you're going to have to do X amount of acclimating to the culture in which you find yourself in. And that means some learning. But at the same point, when you go home at night, you can't be pretending that you're from the culture that you found yourself in. You have to be true to who you are to maintain your sense of mental health and be proud of who you are.
It does seem like Auticon provides that environment for people with autism to be themselves. And employees like Peter, quoted in the BBC article, say that they regard Auticon as a job for life.
Yeah, but, you know, not all companies are so inclusive, right? I mean, the BBC article itself makes the point that many people with autism can't even get past the first hurdle for employment.
Yeah.
And that's the recruitment process. This is because they already face a lot of anxiety, and this makes even the prospect of a job interview really intimidating. I mean, if you think back to the job interviews that I've been to, all the sort of behavioral strategies that we tell ourselves to adopt, you know, like looking at the recruiter in the eye or learning, like sort of selling yourself. These are things that people with autism really struggle with.
Yeah. So that point, you know, points to the fact that companies like Auticon, again, they do things very differently. So their website details their recruitment process, which doesn't state anywhere that there will be a job interview. Instead, they first invite applications, which is then followed by a skills assessment. First, you do a self-assessment, and then you do one in-house. And these assessments are actually developed by autism self-advocates, they are called. So the language is developed in such a way as to be very direct and not ambiguous at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's followed up by a technical chat, which I presume really assesses you based on your technical skills purely.
Mm.
And a preparation workshop, which is like a week-long seminar to familiarize the applicants with the scope of the work that they'll be doing. So, interestingly, I read that German software firm SAP, which is a huge company, which also employs people with autism, they actually asked their candidates to build Lego robots instead of undergoing a formal interview, which I'm sure, you know, a lot of kids would love if they could grow up to do that. But, you know, this kind of unconventional assessment technique shows, you know, it allows you to assess in a different way your candidates' problem-solving skills and commitment to a task.
Perhaps in some ways more so than your traditional face-to-face interview might, yeah. right? Yeah. It's just learning to think of different ways to assess skills rather than just the way we've always done it.
Yeah. Instead yeah. of putting people on the spot and forcing them to come up with answers that sound sort of perfect.
That often yeah. are quite just practiced, aren't they?
Exactly. Instead of practicing for the interview, yeah. you know, practice for the
right, yeah.
yeah. Well, I mean, I think that, you know, whether it's the work environment or on social media, you know, we find that there's so much to navigate, isn't yeah. there? You know, especially if you're a little different from the norm, whether you are struggling with autism or you're living with autism or you just have different kinds of personality types. So as we said, I think, was it at the end of the second story earlier, we said people should just be nicer to each
yes.
other?
Yes, be kind.
Be kind. Be kind. on that note, we did ask you on social media whether ironically, on our Twitter, whether quitting social media would make you happier. And we've had about 106 people voting.
Wow.
44% of those said yes, quitting social media would make them happier. 36% said yes, but they can't let go. We understand, trust us. Yeah. And 20% said no, quitting social media would not make them happier.
Well, baby steps, perhaps, for those of you who can't let go.
Perhaps a break instead of quitting.
Yes, yes. Or short detox or certain hours in the day where you just switch off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, that's all we have for this hour. If you missed any part of the show, you can listen to the podcast on BFM.my or on our BFM app or on Spotify. The Daily Digest will be back again same time on Monday. And after the 3 p.m. news bulletin, it'll be Live and Learn. Today, we have Dr. Sally Augustine, practicing environmental and design psychologist, talking about hell is open offices.
Sorry, that was my story.
Which is a good segue, I think. Until then, I'm T. Shao Eek with...
I'm Sharmila Ganesan.
I'm Julia Jacobs.
Have a great Friday and weekend, everybody. And we'll leave you with Stand By Me by Ben E. King on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.